Hello, my name is Aurora Shalmeski.
And my name is Ellen Callender. We are reporting school news from Great Expectations School.
The Bear Cubs have been learning about five frames in math. Five frames is a format that helps students count, add, and subtract. In literacy, the Bear Cubs have been working on the A, M, S, and P sounds. They are taking those sounds and blending them together to make words. The Cubs have also been working really hard on learning how to be kind, respectful friends, and they are doing a great job at it.
The Fawns are having music class with Michelle Miller. Michelle began class by asking the students, "What is music?" Each student was given an instrument to play, and then the class all played at once. The students decided that definitely was not music. Then the students were taught to play in rhythm, which was a great improvement. After the instruments were put away, the students learned to use their body to make rhythm and music, and they created the sound of a thunderstorm. Next week, the students look forward to making their own instruments.
The Wolves started writing novels for National Novel Writing Month. The students are learning how to make the beginning of their stories capture the attention of the reader. For some students, that meant describing an interesting setting, and for others, it meant giving the reader a glimpse of the conflict in the story.
The Lynx have started doing research about the first Americans. Students met in groups to formulate questions to guide their research online. The students are creating flowcharts to show the path of their research. Students will work on creating a product to show what they learned. Many of the students in the Lynx class will be participating in NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month. During the month of November, students will work on writing a novel. The challenge has already begun. Word count goals have been calculated and the words are flowing.
The Otter started Reader's Theater in Social Studies. The students will make a dramatic presentation of a historical event. This kind of format is active and a great way to learn history. In math, the students are notebooking. Notebooking in math combines writing with multimedia scrapbooking as a way to show math understanding and show learning.
Thank you for listening to School News on WTIP. This is Ellen.
And Aurora.
Have a great day.
Yeah.